BERKEY today.
The fallout in D.C. over the senator elect from Massachusetts, Scott Brown, and the latest as to the goings on in Haiti and some of the efforts. They're actually still finding people, believe it or not. They haven't completely called off rescue efforts. I have some interesting information on that. You know, on this show, I talk about it all the time. Hey, I am all for small government, baby. We don't need a lot of hooks into our chili, if you know what I'm saying. I talk about the internet, for example, probably ad nauseum. You know that's one of my pet peeves. We don't need regulations for the internet. It's free. It's open. We like it the way it is. So when this whole net neutrality started coming up and the FCC has been discussing the internet, and they've been talking about it on the Hill now, as we know, for a while, it scared me to death. Who better to have on the show than Andrew Langer, president of the Institute for Liberty? He knows all about this subject. Hey, Andrew, thanks for hanging late for us on America Tonight.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
All right. The great news is that when you have an avalanche of people, as you know, signing petitions and are upset about issues like the internet, which is so important and so vital, and the technology is only growing there. When you have over 10,000 Institute for Liberty supporters that are actually filing comments with the FCC, I mean, that says something. You've made some noise there, haven't you? Does that make the FCC a little bit uncomfortable?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. One would think that anytime one would generate that many comments into a docket, or, and that's what these things are called when you have a sort of regulatory comments, it's that the big file is called a docket. Anytime you generate that many comments, you would think that the FCC would say something about it. But in this instance, they almost entirely ignored the comments that we submitted along with Americans for Prosperity, who submitted 22,000 comments in their own right, and instead focused on the 13,000 comments in support of their move to regulate the internet filed by this group called Free Press.
Yeah, and behind the move to regulate the internet, in your opinion, Andrew, what's that all about?
Well, there are any one of a number of reasons. The ones that we sort of focus on basically is on this issue of control. You have folks in government who there's a phrase that I like to use. If you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And you have folks whose general propensity is towards greater regulation of things that are in the marketplace. You also have folks who really want to out and out control the means by which information is sent out. And we are certainly seeing that possibility. These are the same folks who, for instance, want to impose a fairness doctrine on American talk radio once again.
Boy, no kidding. So glad that so far nothing, there hasn't been a lot of movement on that, obviously. That was stymied, and shockingly, Obama was backing that, no fairness doctrine.
That's sort of my point is that in the end, one of my great fears is that given what happened in Massachusetts yesterday and the role that the internet is playing in informing a lot of the opposition, you know, given that the administration has already made no secret that they want folks to inform on people who are spreading what they see as misinformation or sending out fishy emails, I see this move to regulate the internet as part and parcel of that general thrust along the lines of the Fairness Doctrine.
Yeah, and when they talk about network neutrality regulations, for people who are just hearing this, explain that a little bit, and we have, but explain a little bit more, Andrew.
Sure. It's really pernicious in that, you know, William, in that it really isn't fair. Essentially, the feds, the folks at the FCC, want to force internet service providers to treat each and every piece of information not the same. I don't think that's quite the way to put it. But they essentially want to substitute their own judgment in what ought to be prioritized over an internet service provider's network. You know, substitute their judgment for that of the internet service provider themselves. So if I am spending, if I'm spending $10 a month to get broadband access, my request for bandwidth should be treated the same way as someone who spends $1,000 a month who has legitimate business needs for demanding that bandwidth. And we know that, you know, folks do pay more to have greater access to the web.
Yeah, and I think it's control. It's a money thing. It's a power grab. This really stretches in a lot of different directions. I loved your analogy, your comparison to the fairness doctrine, because it definitely has shades of that, absolutely. And I don't think a lot of people realize what's going on. That's what's great about what you're doing, because the word is getting out, and the more a media exposure, let's face it, and the more you get some headlines, the more people grasp the idea of what could slip away with heavy regulations as far as the internet's concerned. And it would be our liberties, depending on how far it goes, too, down the line. And we don't know where that end is, do we?
No, I mean, we really don't. And it's one of those things where I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not a black helicopter sort of a guy. But if the administration hadn't already demonstrated their willingness to make moves in these directions, you know, you have folks who are supposedly incredibly interested in protecting folks' First Amendment rights, and yet there they are sort of creating massive databases of essentially, I would think, people who they view as enemies. It really paints a very disturbing picture about how far they might be willing to go.
Yeah, no kidding. So you had the 10,000 that we mentioned, the docket, the comments. What do you keep doing to make noise on this? What are some of the other things you're looking at doing? Anything down the road?
Well, no. Well, right now, I mean, the wonderful thing is that thank heavens we have a series of laws which allow these regulatory processes to be slowed down considerably. And despite the fact that the FCC really answers to no one other than Congress, you know, the bottom line is that they have certain procedures that they follow. And so last week's comment period, or the end of the comment period that ended last week, opens us up for a series of response comments. And so we will, you know, engage the public to go and respond to the other side once again. And at the same time, you know, we're relaunching the Internet Freedom Coalition with our partners at Americans for Prosperity. We're going to continue to inform people that way, and really make sure that there is a cadre of hardcore individuals who are really willing to go out and make sure that the Internet is kept free.
And somebody interested in doing this can go to your website, right?
We're getting ready to actually launch the Internet Freedom Coalition's website, but they can visit the Institute for Liberty's website. We have a instituteforliberty.org/openinternet, and they can come and sign up there and submit their names to us that way.
Excellent. Andrew Langer, president of the Institute for Liberty. Keep fighting the good fight in the trenches, and thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Thanks. Anytime you want me back on, just let me know.
We'll do it, definitely. Interesting, because so many of us, I mean, the Internet, as we said, you look at technology and where we're headed in the technology sector, and boy, the last thing you want is government focused on what's happening there. And as Andrew said, the differences for broadband access for somebody who pays just a little bit versus somebody who pays more, and how that can certainly change things. Stay with us. We're going to talk about teens in crisis next on America Tonight.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. 1-800-295-1305. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Boy, it's rough to be a teenager these days. We know that, certainly. We see with the teenage girls the stress, the anxiety that happens, the weight, the looks, the pressure. Not that, you know, decades ago people weren't dealing with some of the same things, but it's just increased to a much higher level, and you can feel that vibration, I think. And sadly, when we see teen suicide on the rise and kids just struggling, to stay in the game, and the emphasis that now has happened with material things. I was out somewhere at a high school the other day, and I was talking to a group of kids, and boy, it was all about some of them who had coaches since they were 5 years old. And I think that's great if the child wants to do that, be the tennis pro, be the soccer player. But you could tell it, with a couple of them anyway, there was some sort of anxiety sort of laced with that idea that they had to reach this pinnacle, that they felt, you know, they kind of had like stage parents. So there's a lot of different layered levels here, I think. Perfect time to have Vinay Rogers on with us. She runs a terrific thing called Contact Crisis Line. So more than me, she certainly would know the outpouring and the increased number of calls, I'm sure, that they're receiving from these so-called stressed out teens. Vinay, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate, for having me on tonight. I appreciate it.
Let's talk about this. Since you started Contact Crisis Line, what have you found? What have you seen, like, from last year and now heading into this year? What's been the big difference with the calls and the teenagers that you can see?
Well, you know, Kate, the majority of our calls that come in from our teens are those that are dealing with high levels of stress. Our young folks are just overwhelmed. As you say, they've got lots of pressures from parents and coaches and a lot of different activities that they're involved in. What we primarily try to do is we try to get to them in their school, in their setting, to talk with them about ways they can cope. But the issue is that our kids are coping with a lot more than you or I ever had to deal with at 14 and 15 years old. They've got life coaches, some of them, at 14 and 15 years old. You know, some of these kids at 16 and 17 already have a business card. You know, so they're really living an adult life when right now all they should be focused on is school and how do I get more school and where am I going to go to college?
No, I so agree. How did this happen? It's a cultural thing, right?
It is a cultural thing. And I think what it is that you look at maybe the parents of some of these young folks and, you know, these were the things that we didn't have. You know, my mom or dad wasn't able to go to all of my games. You know, I wasn't able to participate in five different sports at the same time. And so we've got more affluent parents who have more time to do more things with their teens and engage them in more things and to give them what they feel like sometimes maybe they didn't receive as a teenager. And so it's almost overdoing what some people may have felt in their growing up they missed out on. And the teenagers are really the ones who are suffering because they don't know how to handle all that high level of stress. And, you know, at this age, they're really not developmentally able to do it. So it's not just their circumstance or culture. It's that a teenager, from a brain development standpoint, isn't able to handle that high level of stress and anxiety that's being put on them, oftentimes by parents and then, of course, by society in general.
Yeah, and you see, I'll tell you, it's a sad thing, and I can tell. I think medication, when it's necessary, I understand that. But it seems like a lot of kids, when they are medicated, are almost zombie-like because they're being treated for so many different things, and especially the level of depression. I noticed that when I've gone into some of the schools, and I feel so awful when I leave. I mean, the kids, I feel like I'm reaching some of the kids and just talking about life things, but at the same time, it saddens me to see that. Have you noticed that? I mean, have you seen that too? And all the things that we're talking about here, that there is also this thing to just treat things with pills. Like I said, I think medication is necessary in some cases, but boy, it seems like that's just, you know, a pill for everything.
Well, and that's true. I think that's, you know, pretty much where a lot of things in our communities are going is, oh, there's a pill for this, there's a pill for that. I mean, every other commercial you see on television is a different medication that you can take if you have these laundry list of symptoms. And, you know, oftentimes we look at our teenagers and we think, oh, well, if we can just get them to get over this moment, not realizing that this moment becomes a lifetime if they don't know how to appropriately handle it. And what really happens, Kate, is all of a sudden a teenager realizes that if I just take another drug, I can get through another day.
Mm.
So we're starting to create behaviors of coping in our young people that, you know, okay, well, if I'm supposed to take this drug to make me feel, you know, better when I'm depressed, what happens when, you know, I'm sad? What happens when I'm nervous? And then that's when we see that, you know, increase in drug abuse and alcohol use to cope with the stresses of everyday life because they're already on medications. And that tends to be the first answer for, you know, especially those who can afford it. And oftentimes in those cases, even for those who can't because they can't afford the proper therapy and treatment for their teen, and the medication tends to be easier. And so that's why our program is really important because we're in the school teaching them and educating them that there are better ways that you can cope with the stress and that there are positive things that you can do to cope with it so that they're not ending up on a lot of medications, especially when it's not necessary, and that they don't believe that that is the coping mechanism that's going to work for them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. Tell us about a little bit more about Contact Crisis Line. It's free. It's confidential. So I guess the great thing is teenagers, because they're, you know, they're not going to tell their parents, geez, can I call this helpline? It's that they need an ear. Is that the idea? They can reach out to you guys.
That's absolutely the idea. Our crisis helpline has been around for 42 years, and the majority of our calls are coming from adults, individuals dealing with any number of daily life challenges. I mean, the fact is, Kate, we don't always deal with our life situations very well either. And so our crisis helpline is set up so that for any person who's going through a situation from a teen to a senior and really needs to, whether they're in their closet, their car, you know, they're standing in a parking lot, they need to talk through what's going on in their life. They need resources. They need support. They need to get emergency assistance. They can call our number 24 hours a day, and there is someone there taking that call to walk them through, you know, first of all, what is the issue, you know, second of all, how, what can we solve, what can we handle today, and then coming up with a plan of action, which can be any number of things. And a lot of times for our young teenagers, it is, let's get you in touch with the right adult in your life. That's not always mom or dad. Sometimes it's a teacher. Sometimes it's a grandparent. Sometimes it's a neighbor. But who is that person in your life that you're going to identify as an adult who can take those next steps with you and or for you so that you can get the help that you need? So it's really sometimes a starting place for the people that call. Sometimes we get to them in the middle. But the whole focus of our organization is intervention and prevention on suicide, because suicide is the third leading cause of death for teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want to focus on, you know, how do we help the whole family? Sometimes it's not the teen, it's mom and dad that need to call. And that happens a lot. You know, we'll get a call on the teen line and it'll be a parent who says, you know, I saw this number on my kid's, we give out key tags, I saw this number on my kid's, you know, backpack or on his keychain, and, you know, I want to know what this is about. And within a minute or two, you know, the person on the phone is talking about the parent and what's really going on with the parent and how that can be impacting the whole family. So it's really important that everyone know you really need to talk about these things that are going on so you can start talking about solutions and options to get to a place of being healthy.
Boy, well said. Bene Rogers, president of Contact Crisis Line, and you can check it out by going to the three W's, www.contactcrisisline.org. Bene, thanks for what you're doing, and let's hope a lot of kids keep reaching out, and parents and whoever needs the help, because to get that suicide rate down, I think would be a great goal for 2010 for sure.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Kate, for having me on tonight.
Absolutely. You have a good one. All right, boy, such a serious subject, and near dear to me, I think, because kids, I mean, this is the future. This is what we're talking about. When we talk about politics and all of us with how we feel about keeping the nation, keeping America, that free and open society and the way we have it, and, you know, how I rail about not having a lot of government intervention, here you go. You know, this is the future. These are the future, the kids, and certainly don't want them stressed out on drugs and feeling suicidal. Stay with us. Odds and Ends next.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Why is drinking pure high-alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat?
Yeah, there is a real hole in the boat when it comes to dollars in the U.S. Hey, everybody, Cajun Lady America tonight, of course, on the flip side. Stretch drive, 1.5 hour left in this show, and we're going to jump to a whole bunch of things, including birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse, always the fun things on the downward slide. But downward slide-wise, the health of the dollar, the concern of other countries using different currency is definitely on the move. Russia's central bank announced on Wednesday that they started buying Canadian dollars and securities to try to diversify their foreign exchange reserves. So this is kind of one of those signs, the handwriting's on the wall, of increased diversification of emerging markets, central bank assets away from the dollar. And this is not necessarily a shock, but I think it sends up the warning red flags, if you will, or flares, and in putting their investments into other denominations and other commodity-linked currencies like the Australian dollar. That's what Russia is doing. So they're really getting away from the dollar. I mean, this is what this shows. Buying Canadian dollars isn't incredibly, it doesn't mean they're tossing out the dollar all the way across the board, but it is a little bit of a baby step, and I think that somehow I'm surprised that we haven't heard more about that. You know, Russia's foreign exchange reserves are the world's third largest. A lot of people don't realize that. At the end of December, they stood at, in our currency, $439 billion, and the stockpiles have grown by 14% since the start of the rally on global asset markets in March because rising commodity prices boost the coffers in Russia. Why? Because they're mineral rich. And it is a little bit of an alarm. With the value of the dollar going down, Russia has talked about this before. Remember last year, along with China, Russia was talking about the creation of a new supranational currency to replace the dollar as the world's reserve currency. The dollar, for the record, has fallen 12 cents on a what they call a trade-weighted basis since March. So that's not great news. I mean, the Russians want to make more money, and they're worried about the liquidity of the dollar. Translation and what that means to you and I is you might want to diversify your portfolio. You know how we talk about gold, you hear the spots for gold. It really doesn't hurt to have some gold in the house, honestly, my personal opinion. And you see that others are worried about banks in the United States and are talking about going to smaller banks instead of some of the bigger banks, and there's that whole thing going on, too. Then there was something else that caught my eye, and I don't, I think it was a story, about Iran, that they've signed a $1 billion euro deal with a German firm to build a gas turbo compressor. And the contract provides for this German firm to transfer the know-how to build, install, and run the equipment needed to exploit and transport gas. They've already delivered the 45 turbo compressors to that country. And the National Iranian Gas Company, of course, as it's leaked out, denied the signing of a deal. They said that they, you know, that no, they don't know what you're talking about, basically. But supposedly, this is true, that this Iranian company is going to build 100 turbo compressors in Iran using the Germans' information, you know, their blueprint, basically. So this is flying under that international embargo, right? With the Islamic Republic of Iran facing the threat of technological and international trade sanctions over what they're doing with nukes. What is their nuclear program? So this really flies in the face of that. I'm surprised also that there hasn't been very much reaction to the Germans doing that. Germany and China are Iran's top trading partners right now after the United Arab Emirates, which isn't a surprise, of course. But the Germans helping Iran build plants to produce the natural gas and export it by ship, I would think would maybe raise some eyebrows only because, or mostly because of this, the ban on material and technology that allows Iran to develop or export oil and gas resources, because that's huge for them. So Germany certainly knows this. I think they were trying to, or this company did, they were trying to beat them to the punch because they're already weighing sanctions that would say that, you know, you can't do it. We're sanctioning that. And Germany could choose to not sign off on it, but that would be shocking if they didn't. So I think this company knew that that was a real possibility and decided that it was time to get in front of this before it was too late for them to make a deal for these for the information on these compressors rather than get shut down and lose that kind of money, because that's a whole lot of dough. This is another story that I didn't bring up earlier, but one that has been questioned now for really been questioned since after 9/11. And there's various polls, and every once in a while you'll see that they'll talk about attitudes of people born in the U.S. or Americans toward Muslims, and what kind of bias do we have versus other religious groups. And this came out today, I guess, or it's coming out on Thursday maybe, the Gallup World Religion Survey. And what they found was Americans are more than twice as likely to express prejudice against Muslims than they are against Christians, Jews, or Buddhists. And nearly two-thirds of Americans say they have little or no knowledge of Islam, but still have a majority dislike of the faith. Now, in the poll, about half of Americans said they felt no prejudice against Muslims. However, 43% did say they felt at least a little prejudice against Muslims, and that is a higher percentage than for the other four faiths in the survey. So when they were asked about how much they knew about Islam, 63% said they didn't really know. 63% said they didn't really know very much at all. And a large majority of people who were involved in this whole poll, because you know how that rolls, believe most Muslims want peace, but 53% say their opinion of the faith is not too favorable or not favorable at all. By comparison, just to show you the difference, 25% of Americans say they have unfavorable views of the Jewish religion, while 7% say they have some or a great deal of prejudice toward Jews, only 7%. So, I mean, that would be your, I guess that would be your gauge there. And the people that they polled attend services more than once a week or, you know, at least go to services, I guess, most of the people. The report from Muslim West Facts Project, that's a partnership of Gallup, is based on that phone survey. They survey about 1,000 people, and that's what they got on the Muslim faith. It's interesting because I think, first of all, I think that some of it could be misleading. And do I think there's prejudice? Absolutely. But there is a great distinction to be made, and the distinction is radicalized Islamic, want to blow you up, I hate America, crazy nutbags are very much different, obviously, than the loving family that lives next door that you know, that you've had dinner with, that happened to be of Muslim faith. And I think that people can, I give Americans more credit, I think that people can make a distinction. I think that even though that poll certainly was skewed in a different direction, I think there are many Americans that can obviously make the distinction between the two, because you could take almost any, I've said this before, it's a great book that I read called The End of Religion, and it's about wars being started because of religious persecution. I mean, think of the United States and what we were trying to get away from with England and the right to have more freedoms, right? And especially religious, that was one of the tenets. And I truly think that some people can certainly, the majority can differentiate. But the problem becomes with these wannabe bombers, these wannabe martyrs, you keep tracing it back to the same thing over and over again. And like I said, you definitely have other religious fanatical groups, and you have in the past the, you know, Jim Jones. Think of what happened there. Remember the crazy people in San Diego, or sadly the followers who got sucked in to thinking that they were going to get to go up into a spaceship if they all killed themselves, basically, and that's what they did. And there have been other religious Christian faiths that have gone too far in a certain radical direction. But the problem is, it's one thing to do something to yourself versus do something to somebody else. And that's what the difference is. And the attack on 9/11 is what really, really opened that whole thing up. So perhaps with the bias, that it's showing that there's more bias against Muslims than any other faith, because I guarantee when they've done these religious surveys before, the Muslim faith wasn't featured the way it was, and this is all after 9/11 and certainly moving forward. All right, we're going to lighten things up. Coming up, birthdays, news you can abuse, and this day in history. You won't want to miss it. Hang with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. See, that's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Fine killer.
Techno music here on America Tonight. We have birthdays coming up around the bend. Jack Nicklaus with a very big birthday. You know Jack Nicklaus. His records might be safe if Tiger doesn't come back to play on the tour. He was voted at one point the century's best golfer by CNN SI. Plácido Domingo, the world's leading operatic tenor for many, many, many years, has an almost big birthday. And remember a woman named Jill Eikenberry? She was on a show a long time ago called L.A. Law. She's been in a lot of things, but I don't think you'd have to see her face. And Gina Davis, certainly, you know, Gina Davis, if you saw Thelma and Louise, if you have kids, you went to see Stuart Little, you would know Gina Davis. She even played a female president on a short-lived television show. Robbie Benson, Akeem Olajuwon. Anyway, we'll get to all of those. If Telly Savalas were still alive, he'd be 86. Remember, he was Kojak. Remember, my grandfather used to watch Kojak, and I loved my grandfather. So any show he liked, I would want to watch it with him, and that was one of his shows, and I liked it. And I thought Telly Savalas was pretty cool. He had the lollipop in his mouth. And then a funny guy, British comedian, pretty known for, they say racy humor, but is it really racy if you look at it? Benny Hill. I'll actually tell you how old, 85. We'll get to all of that, but first, let's hit up news you can abuse. We're going to take you to Charleston, South Carolina, also Indianapolis and Scottsdale, Arizona, to name a few places. First, Charleston, South Carolina. Lady Liberty meet Laddie Liberty. Check this out. I think this is actually kind of funny. A Georgia-based group is suggesting that the Statue of Liberty needs a male counterpart. So Rodney Cook of the National Monuments Foundation in Atlanta says Guy Liberty would be about the same size as the one in the New York Harbor. The base would house a museum about South Carolina's role in the Revolutionary and Civil War. He told the local paper that the new Liberty statue could cost about $150 million. Most of the money would have to come from private sources. And they're really serious about trying to make this happen. Then my question is, where are they going to put the male version of the Statue of Liberty? Ding, ding, ding. And $150 million? I don't know. Let's go to Indianapolis. South Dakota State basketball coach Scott Nagy will be showing his soul this weekend. Bet you don't know what that's about. Think feet. He's going to be coaching barefoot. He says it's to raise money and awareness about the deadly earthquake in Haiti. His adopted six-year-old was born in Haiti. He says he's hoping to collect 30,000 and 2,000 pairs of shoes for relief efforts. He's working with a charity called Samaritan's Feet. And since he likes to stomp around during the games, could be interesting to see how he does it barefoot, if you will. Scottsdale, Arizona. This is some gangsta history. John Dillinger's 1930s Model A Ford is going up for auction this weekend. The car was sprayed by bullets when Dillinger and members of his gang escaped from police in April of 1934. Officials of the Barrett Jackson Auction Company say the car was restored for the recent movie Public Enemies, but the bullet holes remain under auto body filler. The car is going to be sold at their collector car auction in Scottsdale, Arizona. I just saw that movie, too. And Johnny Depp played Dillinger. And that car is a pretty interesting car. I wonder what it'll go for. We'll have to tell you how much it sold for. We'll know that by maybe Monday or Tuesday, I'm assuming. Annapolis, Maryland, very fun place to hang out. If you ever go to D.C. and you can make that side trip to Annapolis, it's worth it. Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley is making good on his NFL playoff bet. The Ravens lost to the Colts last weekend. So a spokesperson for O'Malley says crab cakes and Smith Island dessert cake are on their way to Indiana. Another condition of the bet is proving a little bit more complicated for them. Part of the wager called for the losing governor to display the flag of the winning team on the governor's car. An O'Malley spokesperson says the flag details are still being worked out. Sunday, the Colts host the Jets in a game that determines, of course, which team goes to the Super Bowl. Remember, we have nailed the score in our third hour in our next show. And you don't have to know anything about football. Our supercomputer will pick either the AFC or the NFC championship game. You call in, tell me who you think is going to win and what you think the final score will be, and maybe you'll be able to be the one to have the bragging rights. Wouldn't that be? That would be neat because it's very, 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 very tough to do. Trust me. Let's go back in history in our little time capsule. It is January 21, the 21st of January already. I know it's the same old trite saying, but time flies. It does. I think it flies unless you're a kid trying to burn up time in the summertime. You know, when you're like 8 and 9 years old and you're bored. You're bored after a while and you keep asking your mother, what can I do? I'm so bored. 1922, the first slalom event in skiing was held in Marin, Switzerland. I'm sure you're not shocked that it was held in Switzerland. How about this? In 1927, the first opera to be broadcast over a national radio network was presented in Chicago, and listeners heard selections from Faust. 1927. Let's jump up a bit. In 1954, the gas turbine automobile was introduced in New York City. It obviously packed a lot of punch for the time with a 370 horsepower Whirlfire turbo power jet to power. That's a mouthful. Racing gloves and helmet were sold separately, and your mileage could vary, I'm sure, in that case. In 1957, singer Patsy Cline, you know who's sorry now, appeared on Arthur Godfrey's nighttime television show, and at the time, this turned out to be a classic, but she sang Walking After Midnight, which, if you go to a nostalgic station, you can still hear a lot of her tunes. In 1970, ABC Television presented the Johnny Cash Show in prime time. Previously, the show had been a summer replacement. The regular season series was a big boost for country music. I guess Johnny, I don't remember this, but Johnny wore black in the television show. How about that? In 1970, the first Boeing 747, the largest jet airliner in the world, landed at London's Heathrow Airport at the end of its maiden transatlantic flight. Some interesting things that happened way back when. All right, let's go to birthdays. Can we have some music, please? I mentioned a couple of the people celebrating their birthday, but did I say Wolfman Jack? He was Mr. Rock and Roll, a television DJ. He was featured in a movie, I can't think of what it is, American Graffiti. American Graffiti, he was in that movie. 71 years old, just a year younger, the king of golf, one of them anyway, Jack Nicklaus, turns 70 years old. Plácido Domingo, a year behind Jack, you know who he is, opera singer, 69 years old. Mac Davis, Baby Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me, country singer, 68 years old. Jill Eikenberry is 63. Gina Davis, 54 years old. Robbie Benson, he was Beauty and the Beast, 54 years old. Akeem Olajuwon from basketball fame, 47 years old. We're going to go a little bit younger on you. Spice Girls, anybody like the Spice Girls? Baby Spice. Emily Bunton, 34 years old. Isabella Miko, 29 years old. She was in the movie Coyote Ugly. I have to confess I did not see that flick, but perhaps you did, and you know what I'm talking about. Here's just kind of a funny one. Stonewall Jackson, if he were alive today, would be how old, ladies and gentlemen? Civil War Confederate commander, think about it, with Robert E. Lee. 186 years old. Yeah. That's pretty old. Maybe his spirit might be roaming around somewhere. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. Thanks to Donovan Madsen for his fine work on the show and all of you for listening. Remember, get on that horse each and every day, lean over, and still try to grasp that brass ring.
Human beings were not meant to sit in little cubicles staring at computer screens all day, filling out useless forms and listening to